7:48 here on this Friday evening, a little late happy hour with JJ, John Jastrzemski. We're right here on The Fan, and to help us break down the Week 10 card in the NFL, he's backed by popular demand of Two for the Money fame. Brandon Lang is nice enough to join us. Brandon, good evening. What's happening, brother? How you doing?
My man, pots and pans. What's up, kid?
There you go. Listening to our afternoon host, the great Craigie Carton, who's back in the mix and back in a big way. I meant to ask you this last week, so I want to make sure we get this on record. John Anthony, Brandon, was that the actual name you went by, or was that a Hollywood creation?
No, it was Mike. It was Mike Anthony, the Million Dollar Man, but they changed it to John Anthony in the script. Dan just liked John Anthony more than Mike Anthony, but it was Mike Anthony, the Million Dollar Man with the Billion Dollar Plan. From Wall Street to Tokyo to Hollywood, all your big money stays with me. All your big money plays with me. Mike Anthony, the Million
Dollar Man. I love it. I love it. Now, do you still go by that or no, not really?
Nah, man, I'm Brandon Lang. Come on, kid.
That's I was going to say it works, man. I got a name like Brandon Lang. I'm going to roll off the tongue, too. I think that sounds sweet. That's just me.
Yeah. By the way, that whole little Mike Anthony, Million Dollar Man spiel, I have not pulled that up in 25 years, and it just came from deep, bro. So
I love it, man. See, that's what happens when you're on New York radio, man. You got to bring the big hitters. That's all.
Yeah, that was a great run, man. That was a great run.
I believe it. Let's get to this week. Brandon, I got my ass whooped last week. There's no getting around it. And I'm going to start with Tampa Bay because I liked them last week. I know you liked them last week. New Orleans smoked them every which way. Now, Tampa Bay is taking on Carolina. A lot of the trends, Teddy Bridgewater going up against teams when he's an underdog, has been a very good quarterback throughout his career. Carolina's been a very spunky team against the number this year, but yet I'm seeing this number basically locked in at 6 across the board. Do you look at this spot for Tampa Bay and buy the fact that it's a big-time bounce-back spot, or are you concerned after what you saw last week?
I think we got better value on the card in other places. I think with the fact that Antonio Brown coming in, I think unsettled things. I think it good. You know, Godwin came back, and I think it kind of messed up their flow a little bit. So the numbers most certainly say Tampa Bay is the play. Carolina 1-6-1 their last 8 against the number at home. But I think with Brown coming in, how bad they were last week, they only ran the ball 4 times because I don't count the kneel at the end of the game as a run. So 4 rushing. You had the 3 Stooges on full display. You had Larry, Curley, and Moe on full display last week for Tampa Bay. Arians, Bowles, and Leftwich, they were on full display. Larry, Curley, and Moe, they're the 3 Stooges. So I don't know if we trust the 3 Stooges on the road here. I think we set back, we watch them and possibly Laurel and Hardy from somewhere and see what Tampa Bay shows us with Anthony Brown before we pull a dollar out of our pocket and go anywhere near that circus in Tampa Bay.
Fair enough. So we'll land off Tampa and Carolina. Okay, Brandon, it's a game that's near and dear in the hearts of many of my audience right now, and that, of course, is the Giants, a 4-point underdog, hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Giants should have beat them the first time around, but you know this, Brandon. The Giants can't beat the Eagles. They've lost 21 of their last 25 games to Philly. Eagles a 4-point favorite. Is this a game that, dare I say, catches your eye?
Yeah, it is. The Giants haven't lost a game this year by more than 7 points. They've been competitive in every single game this year. The game against Tampa Bay on Monday night showed how competitive they are. They go down to Washington and win. I love the way Jason Garrett and Jones are working together. And bottom line, I wouldn't trust Carson Wentz laying more than a field goal to anybody on the planet Earth. I don't care if he's beating the New York Giants 51 of the last 52. The guy is a train wreck who will not be the quarterback in Philadelphia within the next 2 years. I like the G-men plus the points and wouldn't be surprised if they win the game outright.
How about that? Music to the ears of the Giant fans. We got Brandon Lang of Two for the Money fame breaking down this Week 10 card right here on The Fan. All right, Brandon, let's get to my team that's been money against the spread this year. The Miami Dolphins covered another game against Arizona, won it outright last week. But this line to me kind of smells a little fishy. Open Miami 3. Now it's 1.5 across the board. Brandon, what's up with that line movement? Why did that line go from Miami -3 to Miami -1.5 against the team that invents ways to lose in the Chargers?
I still don't think people believe in the Miami Dolphins. I still don't think people believe that this team, being the covering machine that they are, they've covered their last four, 6-1 their last seven versus the line. And if you go back to last year, 15-5 run against the number. Hey, heads up, people of America, Brian Flores can flat out coach. And you saw this Miami defense and what they did to Jared Goff 2 weeks ago. And I think they come back home at this point in the season, in my opinion, at the halfway point. Football teams have a habit. Some teams find ways to win, and some teams find ways of losing. Week in and week out, the Chargers find ways to lose. I think Justin Herbert goes down to Miami, and I think this is the first game where he stubs his toe against this Miami defense. I'm going to take Miami minus the 1.5.
Okay, speaking of Jared Goff, he's taking on Seattle and Russell Wilson coming off a dud of a performance. They lose to Buffalo last week. The Rams are coming off their bye. Seeing the Rams currently is a 2-point favorite. Something's got to give here in the NFC West, Brandon. What do you got between the Rams and the Seahawks?
Bro, if you and I strapped up the pads on Sunday and we went to McVay and we said, Sean, give JJ and I one play. Give us one play. It's a fantasy camp. I say we can get open on the Seattle defense. I don't know about you, but I'm going to run a 10-yard out and go. I'm open.
All right, you're running the 10-yard go. I'm running the out because I don't want to get hit over the middle, okay? I run the out, I'll get open. Trust me.
Okay, bro, anybody can get open on the Seattle defense. You're giving McVay 2 weeks to prepare. You saw him carve up Chicago's defense. I believe Seattle's in trouble with this defense. And if Josh Allen can carve them up, Jared Goff can carve them up, and Aaron Donald will have a big day. I like the Rams in this one. I just do. They've covered both games last year. They've won 4 of the last 5 straight up in this series. I got to tell you, I like the Rams.
If you're looking for a live dog this weekend, Brandon, you got a live dog for me?
The Giants. Giants are your live dog. And listen, Washington, I think Detroit's a sieve. I think Detroit's an absolute sieve. And I think Alex Smith played his butt off, made 2 bad throws late in the game. But Washington going into Detroit, I'm going to tell you, keep an eye on Washington. And listen, I'm drinking the Joe Burrow's Kool-Aid, bro.
I am too, bro. He's a stud. And he's got no line behind him, too. What do you think that we're waiting to hear with the COVID stuff, what that line's going to be? Brandon, if I could get that line at 7 or 7.5, I'm pounding the Cincinnati Bengals.
I agree with you. I like Cincinnati. I like the Skins a little. But I think Cincinnati and the Giants are live dogs. I think we lay it with the Vegas Raiders, we lay it with the Rams, we lay it with Miami. And my brother, that's a solid NFL Sunday.
You ain't kidding. All right, let's get to the 2 primetime games before we say goodbye. Baltimore and New England. New England barely got by the Jets on Monday night, played terribly. You don't want to fall into that like recency bias trap, though, Brandon, because I've seen New England compete against Kansas City. I saw them almost win a game against Seattle. I'm not in love with what I've seen with the Raven offense. To me, that game against Indy last Sunday was incredibly misleading. You got to play on Baltimore, New England, or is that a stay away for you?
I tell you what, between me and you, I would feel more comfortable losing with Baltimore than trusting Cam Newton in New England. I think New England is just right now, not how they looked early in the year, but right now, early in the year, teams are trying to figure out what New England's doing scheme-wise. Now teams know what they're doing scheme-wise, and they can game plan for it. And I think teams are game planning for it now. As good as the Colts looked last night, Baltimore holding them to 10 points in Indianapolis, I think the Ravens go in here. And I would rather lose with Lamar and the Ravens, who actually have something to play for and are going to the playoffs, than New England that I feel is going nowhere, who's a really average football team right now.
Brandon, final one. Monday Night Football with the Vikings and the Chicago Bears. I think it's pretty telling, dude, that this line opened Chicago -2, and now the Vikings are a 3-point favorite despite their losing record. I get it, man. I never like taking Kirk Cousins in any primetime game, especially when he's a favorite. But when you're going up against that Bear offense that flat-out stinks, I think the odds makers are telling the story with that line. You agree, Minnesota to play against Chicago?
Let me just say this. If I go to bed tonight and I wake up at 3 a.m. and I see God sitting on the end of my bed with a glass of lemonade and his white robe is glowing, and he says to me, Brandon, my son, I know Minnesota has cost you so much money in Kirk Cousins, And I know the Bears have cost you so much money, but I'm going to give you the winner right now. I'd look at him and say, my Lord, I don't trust you. I'm sorry. I can't win a game involving these two. I'm sorry, my Lord. I should trust who you give me. But I'm sorry. I think whatever game you give me, Satan's going to be on the other side trying to fix the game. And I just can't trust this game. For me, I probably can't. You could give me the final score tomorrow, and I'd still figure out a way to lose this game because I can't stand either team. So for me, I would lean towards the under just because the Bears' defense at home. But at the end of the day, if you put a gun to my head, I'd rather lose with Kirk Cousins than Nick Foles in that Chicago offense.
Brandon Lang, love it, bro. Appreciate the time. Appreciate the insight. And real quick, to recap the best bets, Miami, and for the Giant fans, they love the fact that you're on the Giants this week. And you're also feeling who? Vegas and the Rams, correct?
Vegas and the Rams, and our live dog is Cincinnati. College football, keep an eye on Boston College, plus the 13.5 in an upset situation. I'm a big believer in karma. I'm a big believer in history repeats itself. 1993, Notre Dame upset number one Florida State. What happened the next week? They went to Boston College and lost outright by a field goal. 27 years later, they beat number one Clemson at home. Where are they going this tomorrow? Boston College again. Give me the 13.5. And by the way, BrandonLang.com, 150 dimer, number 10 in a row, happens on Saturday. So there you go, my brother.
Hey, listen, I love it, Brandon. Good stuff, man. Enjoyed it. Let's get it. Let's cash these tickets this weekend, all right?
All right, JJ. Thanks, bud.
There you have it. My pleasure. That's Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com, the Believe Podcast Network, the football betting show on the Believe Podcast Network, and of Two for the Money fame. All right, we got a lot more to get to. Get aboard at 877-337-6666. We got the Week 10 NFL card. We're going to hammer that. We'll get to Gary Sanchez and whether or not he's played his last game as a New York Yankee. Jam-packed show. Update time. 8 o'clock is Pete McCarthy.